我们把以下时间交给张胜宗弟兄。
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
好，我们感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
整个夏令特会。
That the summer retreat.
那在南北加州的教会有330多人报名参加。
There's going to be 330 some participants.
下个礼拜我们就即将开始。
And it's right around the corner.
我们也感谢主弟兄姊妹为着特会一起的祷告。
So thanks to the Lord that brothers and sisters gather and pray.
相信神要祝福整个的聚会。
And I knew that God will bless our meeting.
那还是在这边有几点的提醒。
So here are a couple reminders.
如果我们星期五的话，你不能够请假，可是我们希望你能够请一两个小时，能够提早下班，能够赶去。
On Friday, maybe you can't take the whole day off, but if you can take 1 or 2 hours off, come join us early.
那下主日的聚会还有周五的聚会我们都会暂停一次。
And next Friday, Bible studies and Sunday service will be on hold for a week.
那我们今天会发大会的手册。
And today we will pass out the programs for the summer retreat.
那聚会结束之后你可以跟 Wendy 姐妹拿或是 Linda 姐妹索取一份如果你去的话。
After the meeting, please get your own copy from Sister Linda or Wendy.
那在手册呢最后一页有一个暂时的停车证。
And in the program, at the last page, there is a temporary permit.
那到了聚会的地点之后你可以先把车子停下来然后把行李去注册然后再回去拿行李。你可以先注册然后再回到车上拿行李到你的住宿的屋子里。
You need to first check in, then bring your luggage into your room.
那星期五的时候已经有分配好哪一位弟兄姊妹在哪一位弟兄姊妹。如果还不知道的话会后可以找我那我这边可以有一些的安排。
And on Friday, all the driving arrangements should be already be done. If not, please let me know.
我们就是预备好我们的心然后来参加聚会。
So let's prepare our hearts so we will come ready.
那我们也把我们的奉献准备好带到聚会里面去奉献给神。
And also prepare your offering so that when the time comes, you can offer.
我们一起有一个祷告。
So let's pray.
主耶稣我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们都是被主分别出来的人。
That we are the race of the separated.
主啊你在我们的前头一直带领我们。
That you are leading us from ahead.
主啊我们感谢赞美你。
So we thank you.
因为你使人得胜
Because you lead us to victory.
你也可以使人请拜
And you can also bring the bring.
唯一我们一件事就是在我们的里面我们要认你是主
And only thing we know that we can call you our Lord.
好叫你一直在我们的前面吸引着我们
So that forward you are leading us.
我们感谢赞美你
So for that we thank you.
把今天的聚会交在你的手中
You put this morning's meeting in your hand.
愿你来赐恩典赐福分
We ask that you will give us your grace and blessing.
叫我们众人可以一起长
So that together we can grow.
这样祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们今天交通的主题就是神能助人得胜。
Today our topic is going to be God can lead us to victory.
也能使人倾败。
But he can also bring destructions.
让我们这些日子一直在交通。行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
And the last couple of times we've been talking about how we need to do the righteous things in God's eyes.
所以呢，我们就从大卫的他所建立的这个国家一直谈下来。
So we talked about the kingdom that David built and sold on.
所以一个君王一个君王接续下去。
And from one king to another.
我们看到呢，延续着大卫的国度，然后到南国的时候，有一些的君王他们做恶事。
Now we see that the descendants of David, some of the kings, they do bad things.
有一些君王他们行神眼中看为正的事。
Some of the kings, they do the right things.
所以我们曾经交通到亚撒王还有约沙法王。
So we talked about King Asaph.
那上次呢我们也交通到约阿斯王。
And last time we talked about King Jehoshi.
今天呢我们要继续交通下去就是在约阿斯王之后。
Then,
有两位的君王。
Now we're going to talk about the two kings after King Joash.
第一位叫做亚玛谢。
King Amasiah.
第二位叫做乌西亚。
And King Uruthia.
那乌西亚之后还有一位君王叫做约坦。
And there is another king after Uzziah, his name is Yotam.
那我们发现这几位君王呢都行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
And we see that all these kings, they do the righteous thing.
所以呢我把其中两位的其中三位君王的名字打在周报上。
So I put the three kings' names on our programs.
第一位是约阿斯。
First is King Joash.
第二位是亚玛谢。
King Amasya.
第三位是乌西亚王。
And King Uzziah.
所以我们从圣经里面历代志下的时候我们可以看到
So in the Bible, in 2 Chronicles
每一次提到这些君王在一个这个王位上的时候
Whenever he talked about these three kings
不少的时候他们都会提到他们的母亲
He talked about the mother
那提到他们母亲的名字之外他们会另外提到就是说这些君王有没有仿效他们的父亲
And then not only it would talk about the mothers but also talk about how would these kings follow the father's footsteps
可能我们在看这个历史书信的时候看到这些母亲的名字登在上面或者这些父亲的名字放在上面的时候感觉还比较少一点
Maybe when we read the books of histories in the Bible we won't understand why they have to list out the father's and the mother's name all the time
可是今天如果 LA Times 上面有你爸爸的名字在上面的时候
But today if you read the LA Times if your father's name is on the newspaper
或是有你儿女的名字在上面的时候
Or maybe when it has the daughter's and son's name on the newspaper
我不知道你的心里会怎么样。
I don't know how you feel about that.
哎呀，我爸爸妈妈的名字怎么在上面
？And you will say, why is my father's name on the newspaper?
为什么我儿子女儿的名字在上面
？Why are my children's name on the newspaper?
到底发生了什么事
？What happened to them?
我相信你会一早起来就去把那份报纸买回来。
I believe that you will buy many copies yourself.
那在我们的城市里面有一份报纸叫做 San Marino Tribune.
So now there is the San Marino Tribune in my area.
啊，每一次呢，在这个报纸上面出现我儿子的照片的时候
，Whenever my son's picture is on the paper，
那管他是露出一个头，露出一个脚
，I don't care if it's only a head or maybe a part of his arm.
那必装都会很宝贵的那份报纸
，My wife would save the copy.
我儿子又在这个报纸上面。
Say that my son is on the newspaper.
啊，那份报纸特别的珍贵。
And she would take good care of that newspaper.
啊，当然是说他们篮球队打得多好了。
Of course, every time we would mention about his basketball.
可是今天换一个角度来看。
But today, if you look at it from another.
如果上面说我儿子在学校发生了什么事，多差多差多差。
If we talked about the bad things that my son would do.
哇，你想想看，我们做父母的会有什么感受
？Then think about how you would feel as the parent.
啊，这份报纸我们还愿意去读吗？
Are you still going to buy the newspaper?
那圣经是很宝贵的一卷书。
Now the Bible is a precious book.
不管这些君王做好事或是行坏事
Doesn't matter what if the king did good things or bad things.
都记载在这个上面。
It's all recorded in this book.
好像我们神的儿女可以向着他们一同来学习主要我们学习的事。
So as children of God, as the descendants, we can read and learn what the kings have done.
我们来读一处的经文，在历代志下24:4-5.
Now let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 24:4-5 together.
我们一起来读。
Together.
此后，约阿斯有意重修耶和华的殿，便召聚众祭司
，and said to them, "Go out
to the streets
and collect money from all Israel."In this verse, it says King Joash, he wants to restore the house of the Lord.
所以呢，他就把祭司跟利未人招了来。
So then he gathered all the priests and the Levites.
叫他们赶快往以色列的百姓中去。使百姓能够捐纳银子
and say go out to the city of Judah and collect money from all the people
得到这些银钱之后呢他们可以每一年在神的殿里面修理神的殿
so that with the money collected they could go repair the house of God annually
所以约阿斯呢就要他们赶快去办这事
so that's why King Joash asked them to do this matter quickly
可是我们看到在神殿里面侍奉神的人
but then we see that the people who serve in the house of God
他们不急速办理
They did not go out and do the thing quickly.
所以为了能够尽速的完成
so that in order to hurry this thing,
约阿斯就把这个大祭司耶和耶大招来
Joash asked the high priest Jehonada,
就下令呢，就说你一定要赶快做这件事
and tell him that make this your first priority.
所以呢，众人得到命令之后呢，他们就在耶和华的殿殿前。
So after the people receive this command, they come in front of the temple of God.
在这个殿的门外呢，他们在那里放了一个柜子。
And outside of the door, they put together this box.
今天我们的奉献箱是放在这个殿里的里面。
Now our offering box is inside the temple.
那圣经上第一次记载有一个柜放在耶和华殿的外面。
But the first time it mentioned about an offering box, it took place outside of the temple.
就在这个时候。
At this time.
所以呢，百姓们一听到这样的命令。
So when the people heard this command,
那他们不是忧忧愁愁的。
They did not come in sorrow.
圣经上记载是他们欢欢喜喜的。回应这样一个命令。
And in the Bible, it recorded that the people responded with joy.
他们就每日捐银在这个箱子里面。
And every day they would come and give their offer.
所以这些祭司立位人每一天他们就把得到的银钱啊放在这个殿里面。
So that in response, every day the priests and the Levites, they would collect the money.
所以就在日子满足的时候，这些工人呢就用他们所收到的银钱在那里修造圣殿。
So when the time comes, the workers would really have the money to repair the house of God.
圣经就讲说修造的跟从前一样，甚至更为坚固。
And in the Bible it says it restored to its original form or maybe in a better shape.
所以我们看到整个历代志，你可以看到就是这些行耶和华眼中看为正事的这个君王。
So in the Bible, you could see that all the kings that follows the good things of God.
多多少少呢，他们对于耶和华的殿都有一些的心意。
More or less, they would have a strong desire to keep the house of God.
他们不是在那里重新建造。
Not that they would build a new one.
不就是在那里重新修复。
But they would restore the old one.
好像今天我们做神的儿女也是这样。
Just like today, as the children of God.
只是我们除了修缮我们这样的一个聚会的场合之外。
More than just showing up to this gathering place.
让我们更重视的是我们这样的一个身体的建造。
But more importantly, how we build up ourselves in the body.
所以每一次我们说到神的殿的时候。
So every time when we talked about the house of God.
我们都可以知道这个殿呢就是指我们的身体。
We know that this house is our body.
我们到底怎么样在神的面前建造我们这个个人的身体。
How do we build up our body in front of God?
那也是行耶和华眼中看为正。
And how do we do the right things in God's eyes?
一面呢，我们又谈到教会呢是基督的身体。
On one hand, the church is also the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们众人同心在神的面前建造教会的时候。
So, brothers and sisters, collectively we build up this collective body.
同心在这里侍奉的时候。
When we serve.
我们也是行神眼中看为正的事。
When we serve in this collective body, we are also doing the right thing.
我们再来读历代志下24章18节。
Now let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 24, 18.
我们一起来读。
Together.
他们离弃耶和华，他们列祖神的殿，去侍奉亚瑟拉和偶像，因他们这罪就有愤怒临到犹大和耶路撒冷。这里呢讲到一件非常稀奇的事。
And now it talked about another thing.
就是呢，这个殿呢被约阿斯他自己重建之后。
Now after the house of God is now restored.
过了不久的日子。
And in a short time.
我们发现约阿斯呢，他竟然离开了神的殿。
We see that now King George abandoned the house of the Lord.
这殿是他所重建的。
Now this house is just now restored by him.
可是呢，在这一节的经文里面，我们发现他却离弃了神的殿。
But here, you see in this verse that he has also abandoned the house.
他们一群人就去侍奉亚瑟拉和偶像。
And now this group of people started serving the Asherah and the idol.
弟兄们，弟兄姐妹们，我们知道神的殿呢，是我们神儿女敬拜的中心。
Now, brothers and sisters, we know that the house of God is for us to worship.
神的殿呢，也是神圣洁的所在。
And this house of God is also a place for His holiness.
我们也可以知道神的殿是他亲自与我们同在的地方。
And we also know that the house of God is a place where we get to meet God.
当约阿斯离弃神的殿的时候
So at time when King George abandoned this house
表示神儿女的敬拜不在了
Means that the worship is no longer available
神的圣洁也不在他们中间了
And the holiness of God is no longer in the midst of his people
神的同在更远远的远离他们了
And the people will no longer get to meet God face to face
在这样的一个情况罪马上就追了上来
So in that moment seem caught up with his people.
让人不爱神。
And the people no longer loves the Lord.
让人不爱人。
And the man no longer loves other men.
所以呢，在约阿斯的里面呢，他里面就有一个犯罪的心，就一直往上升。
So now the sinful heart in King Joash keep arising.
虽然他离弃神的殿。
Even though he abandoned the house of the Lord.
可是我们却看见神差遣先知到他的面前。
But God still sends prophets in the midst.
要引导他们归向神。
To use the prophets to bring his people back to the Lord.
圣经说他们不肯听从。
But in the Bible it says that the people refuse to listen.
先知派出去了没有用，后来我们的神又感动大祭司的儿子撒迦利亚去说话。
And after the prophets, people refused to listen. Then God now touched the son of the high priest to talk to their people.
他们还是不听从。
But yet the people still refused to listen.
他们就把撒迦利亚给杀害了。
And then they even killed the son of this high priest.
所以圣经上就记载了一处的经文，就说约阿斯王他不思想撒迦利亚的父亲耶和耶大向他所施的恩。
So here in the Bible, there's a verse that says King Joash refused to listen to the son of the high priest.
所以他就把他们杀了，把他给杀了。
He killed the son of the high priest.
所以呢，当人远离神之后
，So when man decided to depart from God,
在心里面一个感恩的心都没有。
And now in their hearts, there's no longer any thanksgiving.
我们来读历代志下24章24节。
Let's read 2 Chronicles 24:24.
亚兰的军兵虽来了一小队，耶和华却将大队的军兵交在他们手里，是因犹大人离弃耶和华他们列祖的神，所以借亚兰人惩罚约阿斯。所以我们在这里看到，当约阿斯离开神之后，
So here we see after King Joash abandoned God.
这里讲到神就借着亚兰人来惩罚约阿斯。
Then now the Lord used a small army from the Ammonians.
只是亚兰的军队来了一小队人马。
And even with a small army,
我们的神却把犹大的大军，犹大国的大军，整个就交给了这个一小队的人马。
But yet the Lord delivered a big army from Israel into this small army of the Armenians.
最后呢，我们从约阿斯的名字，我们可以看到一件事。
So from King Joash, we can learn one thing.
约阿斯是什么意思呢？
Now what is this one thing?
约阿斯就是耶和华曾经赐予的意思。
Joash means that the Lord has provided.
我们的神曾经赐给约阿斯什么东西呢？
What has God provided for Joash?
最宝贵一件事。
He gave him one precious thing.
就是生命。
Is a new life.
我们知道约阿斯刚刚出生的时候，就有人要杀他。
And we know that Joash, when he was born, people wanted to kill him.
所以耶和耶大就把他救到自己的身旁。
So that's why Jehonadab saved him.
所以耶和华曾经给约阿斯生命。
So the Lord has saved Joash and gave him a life.
所以我们在这里也要思想，我们的神曾经给我们什么。
So here we have to remember what God has given us.
到底神曾经赐给我们了什么？
What has God already given us?
是我们心里最宝贵的。
What is most precious in our heart?
所以呢，当我们思想之后，我们知道神赐给我们永远的生命。
So after we think about this, we know this one thing is eternal life.
是我们这一生最宝贵的事物。
The eternal life is something that is most precious to us.
当我们看到约阿斯得到这样的结果的时候，是因为神惩罚他。
Then we see that the result of Joash is from a punishment of God.
所以我们看到惩罚这个字呢，在圣经的里面特别就讲到审判。
And here, the punishment is God's judgment.
所以常常呢，神的审判还不用我们到神的宝座之前才有。
So sometimes we will receive judgment even before we come before the throne.
其实我们心里面我们常常会发觉，哎，神的审判就马上临到我们。
And in us, in fact, a lot of times our heart, we can feel that the judgment of God has already come.
叫我们心里面有一个感觉。
So that we know that we are being judged.
所以我们可以回到神的面前。
And so that we can turn back and come back to the Lord.
所以呢，约阿斯他心里面没有一个感恩的心。
So King Joash, at that time, he was without any thanksgiving.
所以神的惩罚就马上临到他。
So that's why God's judgment came upon him.
所以呢，我们实在是要非常的谨慎。
So we have to be warned.
因为在圣经希伯来书又说到
that in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, it says
如果我们弃绝这些在地上警戒我们的人
He says, see that ye refuse not him that speaks.
何况我们违背那从天上来警戒我们的圣灵呢
For how can we turn away from him who does so from heaven?
所以今天我们成为一个信主之人时候圣灵就住在我们的里面
So today as a believer, the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
在那里做警戒的工作
And to come into us and warn us.
好叫我们新的生命可以一直在神的面前成长
So that our new life can grow righteously in front of the Lord.
我们接下来来看亚玛谢这位君王
Now next, let's look at King Amasya.
我们来看历代志下25章第10节到11节
Let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 25, 10 and 11.
于是亚玛谢将那从以法莲来的军兵分别出来叫他们回家去不止他们甚恼怒犹大人兴纷纷地回家去了亚玛谢壮起胆来率领他民到盐谷杀了西尔人一万
down 10,000 of the sons of Seir
所以呢这里谈到亚玛谢这位君王
so here it talks about King Amasya
那他成为君王之后就在整个的国家里面不断地扩张他的军兵的数量
Now after he became king, he strengthened his army
那一直囤积到一个程度可以外出打战的时候
Until one time his army is great, he could now go invade other countries
那他就觉得他的军兵还不够
But then he still wants more
所以呢他就花了许多的银两去雇佣佣兵来
So then he used a lot of his money and to hire mercenaries
所以他就从北国的以法莲买了十万的大军下来
So that from the northern country he hired 10,000 men
好叫他能够去与西尔人征战
So that he and his army can go fight the sons of Seir
所以呢在这样的情况之下当他花钱去买这些佣兵回来的时候
And at that time he spent a lot of money hiring these people
有一位神人就出现了
Then there's one son of man came.
这位神人就告诉这位君王说我们的神不与以色列以法莲这一个支派的人同在
And this godly man says that we will not be with the people with Ephraim.
所以如果你要去征战你千万不要带他们去
So he says if you want to go to war don't bring this higher man with you.
如果呢你带这些神所不喜悦的人去你必征战失败。
If you bring this higher man who God don't like with you, you will lose this war.
那亚玛谢就反问他那我花了那么多的钱该怎么办呢
Then Amasya says, I already spent so much money, what am I to do?
这些钱都花出去了十万的大兵我花了多少钱才能买到
And I spent much money to hire these 10,000 men.
神人就回答他神能赐给你的更多。
Then the godly man said, God can give you more.
他向他说神能把更多的赐给你。
And then this godly man said that God can give you better things.
所以这一次我们看到这一位君王呢他就听了神人的话。
So at this time, King Amasya heard this godly man and followed.
他就把以法莲来的军兵全部打发回去。
And he sent away these 10,000 men from Ephraim.
所以呢他就开始外出征战。
And then he started fighting this war.
那我们发现呢他把一个属世的和属神的分开之后
We see that after he has separated from the worldly people,
神就让他这一场征战得胜。
Then God blessed his battle.
我们看看得胜之后他有什么样的作为呢
？And after he became victorious, what did he do?
我们继续读二十五章十四节到十五节。
Now let's read 25 chapter, verse 14 and 15.
亚玛谢杀了东人回来。
Edomites, he brought the gods of the son of Seir, set them up as his gods.Bow down before them and burn incense to them. Then the anger of the Lord burned against Amasya, and he sent him a prophet.
就差一个先知去见他说，这些神不能做他们脱离你的手，你为何寻求他呢？就在他打胜仗的期间
，And after King Amasya became victorious,
就在战场上
，On the battlefield,
他得了神的祝福。
He received the blessing of the Lord.
可是同时间呢，他却把西尔的神像给带回去了。
But it is at the same time that he brought in the idols of the Seir.
不是一个
，not one idol.
是许多的神像
，but many many idols.
他把这些神像带回他的国中。
He brought with him a lot of these idols.
带回他的朝中，立为自己的神。
Brought them into his home house and start worshiping them.
在这些的神像面前烧香敬拜。
Start burning incense to these idols.
弟兄姊妹才刚刚得了祝福。
Brothers and sisters, King Amasya just received his blessing.
回到家祝福就失去了。
But at that time he returned home, he lost his blessing.
因为他
Because he did this one thing to make our God mad. When God sent to him a godly man, he listened. And after that, God gave him his blessing. And so now God sent to him another prophet. But now this time he refused to listen.
他就向那先知说,
and then he said to this prophet, who asked you to come here and give me advice?
他羞辱那位先知说, 你住口吧, 你何必早打呢?
And then he said to this prophet, shut up or I will beat you up.
所以呢, 这位神所派来的先知,
so this prophet who was sent by God walked back.
临去之前他就告诉亚玛谢这位君王说,
and then before he left, he said to King Amasya and said, God will destroy your kingdom.
我们来读25章的第20节。
Now let's read chapter 25, verse 20.
亚玛谢却不肯听从，这是父神，好叫他们将在仇敌的手里，因为他们寻求东的神。我们发现呢，以为可以不靠着强而，就说他觉得他自己可以不靠着这位强而有力的神。
So because at this time King Amasya thought that he does not need to rely on God anymore.
他觉得他自己已经够强大了。
He thinks that now by himself he is strong enough.
所以呢，他就可以随意而行。
So at that time he wants to do what he wants to do.
他就不再靠主了。
And he will no longer rely on God.
所以呢，圣经上的记载呢，就讲到说亚玛谢他的心不专诚。
So here it talked about how King Amasya, a man who is now no longer single-hearted.
亚玛谢的名字是什么意思呢?
What is the meaning of the name Amasya?
亚玛谢的意思就是耶和华是强大有力的神。
The name Amasya means our Lord is mighty.
可是我们在这边看到他却对爱他的神没有一个专一的心。
But here in these couple verses, we see that Amasya is no longer single-heartedly to our Lord.
今天每一次他想到自己的名字的时候，他都应该知道耶和华是强大有力的神。
And every time when he thinks about his own name, he should remember that the God is mighty.
所以在这一节的经文里面，我们发现神就差派他的仇敌来与他做对头。
So in these words, you can see that now God is sending him into the hand of the enemies.
所以神就把他交付给他的仇敌。
And he has now been delivered into the hands of the enemy.
兄弟们，我们实在要很深刻的来思想这件事。
Now, brothers and sisters, let's think about this carefully.
所以呢，有时候好像我们在生活里面遇见对头了。
At times, we meet our enemies in life.
我们就要好好的思想，是不是我们与神为敌了。
At that time, you need to think about, now, am I the enemy of God?
我们是不是活在一个正在灭亡的光景中?
Now, am I in the positions of destruction?
是不是因为我们活在这样的生活里面,神就兴起了对头来对抗我们?
Now, is it because I'm not living a righteous life, that's why God has raising up my enemy?
如果是这样的话,
now, if that's your case,
我们跟着神,我们在他面前真的是要害怕。
Then we should be in fear.
如果不是,
but if that's not the case,
我们与我们的神是同一个心智的时候,
if you are on the same side with the mighty God,
在我们对头面前,
then now in front of your enemy, you have no fear.
我们来看第三位的君王,
now let's look at the third king.
是乌西亚王,
King Uzziah.
他又名亚萨利亚。
Oh, his name is also Amaniah.
好,我们一起来读26章的第4节到第5节。
Let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 24, 6, 4 and 5.
乌西亚行耶和华眼中看为正的事,效法他父亲亚玛谢一切所行的,通晓神末世撒迦利亚在世的时候,乌西亚定义寻求神,他寻求耶和华,神就使他亨通。 乌西亚王他在位的时候,
King Uzziah, when he was the king,
他也行神眼中看为正的事,
he did right in the sight of the Lord.
所以呢,圣经上就记载他效法他的父亲,
that's why the Bible, it says that he is doing everything according to all that is his father Amasya had done.
为着整个的国家,他在那里不断地装备自己的国家强盛,
and for his kingdom, he prepared himself to lead his kingdom.
所以在乌西亚年间呢, 他的版图, 国家的版图,
so that's why in the time of King Uzziah, his kingdom expands.
我们也发现呢,
and then we also know that he strengthened his own house.
所以呢，他可以不断的往外征战。
So that with his strong kingdom, he can expand.
所以乌西亚王的名声呢，就传遍了他四围的城邦。
So that's why the name of King Uzziah has now become famous.
所以我们读圣经的时候，读到先知以赛亚。
So that we see the prophet Isaiah.
以赛亚呢，他就是在这样的一个年代里面出生。
Isaiah was born in this time.
他也是生活在这样的一个年代里面。
And he was also living his time in this age.
好像整个国家慢慢的复兴起来。
Just like the kingdom, they grow daily.
在他的里面，他感到主的复兴与以色列整个的百姓同在。
And inside of Isaiah's heart, he knew that God is growing together with this kingdom.
好像整个犹大国充满了盼望。
Just like the kingdom of Judah is now filled with hope.
我们再来读历代志下26章15节下到16节。
26 verse 15 and 16.
因为他得了非常的帮助，
甚是
强盛，他
必
强盛，就心高气傲，以致行事邪僻，刚办耶和华他的神，进耶和华的殿，要在香坛上烧香。所以在这里我们看到一件事情，当乌西亚王得到一个非常的帮助的时候。
Now we see one thing. When God marvelously helped King Uzziah until he was strong,
他的国家强盛起来。
His kingdom is now mighty.
可是因为强盛，他的心就开始高傲。
But it is also at this time that King Uzziah became so proud.
一样，他慢慢所做的、所行的，在神眼中都是恶事。
And after he was proud, he started doing things that are corrupt.
有一次呢，他要进神的殿。
And one time he entered into the temple of the Lord.
那祭司在那里侍奉。
And the priest was serving.
所以呢，他就强行要去烧香。
And he wants to burn the incense himself.
弟兄姊妹，烧香这件事不是君王的事。
Now, brothers and sisters, burning of incense does not belong to the king.
烧香这件事在当时是祭司的事。
But it is a responsibility of the priest.
所以呢，当神让这些祭司去拦阻他的时候。
So when king asked his priest to stop this king,
他还是不愿意。
He refused to listen.
他执意要在神的香坛前面烧香。
And he wants to burn the incense himself.
弟兄姊妹，这常常是我们的一些问题所在。
Now, brothers and sisters, that is a lot of times our own problem.
好像神在那里拦阻我们的时候，我们还是要一意的往前。
Just like when God is asking us to stop, we refuse to listen.
好像我们觉得我们可以。
Just like we think that we can do everything.
好像我们认为神一定是帮助我们的。
And we think that God will help us in all
things. 所以在不小心的时候，我们却不知道我们已经僭越了神的作为。
So when we are not careful, we didn't know that we have offended God.
我们没有把神的荣耀归于我们的神，我们把自己给看高了。
And we no longer give all our glories to the Lord, but we became proud.
所以我就最近看到我们那个篮球选手林书豪的见证。
So here, recently I've heard the testimony of Jeremy Lin.
那最近他去台湾宣教的时候，
And when he came on a missionary trip to Taiwan,
他就把他自己的心声向这些来聚会的人说。
He gave his testimony.
他自己非常非常的想要进那些明星球员的队伍。
And he said that he really wanted to be on the All-Star team.
常常他也为着这件事一上下，一上往下，一上往下，他的心。
And then at times he would have a position at high and a position up low.
所以呢，他很担心这些事，好像他如果不能成功，他的心就会受到一些影响。
And he was spending all his focus and energy on being of this all-star team.
可是我们发现我们的弟兄他没有离开神。
But even at that time, a brother never depart from the Lord.
不管是人家对他风靡的不得了的时候，他一样把荣耀归给神。
Doesn't matter when he was the focus of everything, he still gave all the glory to the Lord.
或是在一些传播媒体根本离开他的时候，不再报道他的时候，他还是愿意在神的面前做这样的见证。
And even though at the time when no one cares about him anymore, he still sits before the Lord.
不管在任何的光景之下，他都愿意为神去宣教。
And doesn't matter what the condition is, he wants to only preach the gospel.
因为他一直持守着那在高中神向他的呼召。
Because he knows the calling. From the Lord.
他愿意在神的面前来侍奉他。
And he is willing to serve him always.
所以我们看到乌西亚的失败。
So we see this failure of King Uzziah.
先知以赛亚在这个时候也非常的失望。
And then at that time, our prophet Isaiah, he was disappointed of this king.
好像一个复兴的国度马上就消失了。
Just like this renewed and prosperous kingdom is now gone.
为什么神, 你的作为那么的短暂?
Now, why is God's work so short?
所以我们的神就亲自向以赛亚来说,
so that's why God came to Isaiah and said, spoke to him.
神就把一个奇妙的意象放在我们这位先知以赛亚的面前,
and God gave Isaiah a vision.
让他知道, 有一位君王, 他要从女而生,
so that we know that there will be a future king coming from a virgin.
这位君王将会道成肉身,
and this king will be word became flesh and dwell with man.
不但如此,
and not for a short moment of time, but with man forevermore.
所以整个先知以赛亚书呢,
so that's why the whole book of Isaiah only talked about this vision.
我们来看一下, 历代志下, 26章,
now let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 21.
我们一起来读,
together.
乌西亚王长大麻风,
to the days of his death, and he lived in a separate house, being a leper. For he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Jotham, his son, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land.
所以我们发现当他执意要在神的殿里面烧香的时候,
so we see that after he forcefully burned incense on the altar,
就从他的头额上开始长出大麻风,
and at that time he started having leprosy.
这时候祭司, 81位的祭司, 马上把他叫他出去,
it is at that moment all 81 of the priests forced him outside of
叫他赶快离开神的殿,
and forced him to depart from the house of the Lord.
这81位的祭司, 连同这位君王就赶快,
so all 81 of these priests along with the king are now departed from the house of the Lord. Because it is there where king offended God. So here we think about the example from Moses and Aaron.
亚伦呢,
that Aaron was the high priest of the time. And Moses was the leader at that time.
当亚伦呢,
but after even the high priest Aaron offended the leader, then leprosy came up on Aaron.
可是我们发现, 当亚伦悔改之后, 他的大麻风就被主医治了,
but we see that when Aaron repented and came back, his leprosy was healed.
可是乌西亚王的经历却不是这样,
but here, King Uzziah has a different experience.
这里讲到他大麻风, 他长大麻风,
it says that he was a leper until the day of his death.
他不再住在, 他不再可以在耶和华神的殿里面, 他只能住在别的宫中,
and he can no longer live in the house of the Lord, but live in a separated house.
弟兄姊妹, 乌西亚王, 乌西亚是什么意思呢?
Now, brothers and sisters, what is the meaning of the name Uzziah?
乌西亚是讲到耶和华是我的力量,
Uzziah means that the Lord is my strength.
那他又有另外一个名字叫做亚撒利亚,
and then he has another name, Asaria.
亚撒利亚是什么意思呢?
Now, what does this other name mean?
就是讲到耶和华曾帮助,
it says that the Lord had helped me before.
所以我们看到乌西亚王在神的面前, 实际上他对神没有一个谦卑的心,
so here we see that King Uzziah is no longer humble before our Lord.
虽然神是他的力量, 虽然神曾经帮助他,
even though God is his strength and God had helped him,
他在神的面前还是依然高傲,
but yet he is now proud and not humbled.
所以圣经里面箴言书就讲到骄傲在败坏之先,
so that's why in the Bible it says that pride goes before destruction,
狂心在跌倒之前,
and a haughty spirit before a fall.
弟兄姊妹真的神把一个灾害降临到我们中间的时候,
now brothers and sisters, when a destruction comes in the midst of us,
我们就要思想我们是不是在神的面前过于高傲,
then we have to think about, are we being too prideful?
我们愿意来思想神是不是借着一个灾害叫我们学习谦卑?
Now, are we willing to think that a destruction will bring us back into the right path?
如果我们生活在神的面前没有一个谦卑的心,
now if we don't live our life with a humble heart,
如果我们在神的面前故意犯罪,
if we sin willingly,
圣经上说到我们的神的嫉妒如同烈火一般,
then it says that his envious will be like a fire,
也会临到我们,
and it will come and devour us.
所以当我们往这几位君王往下看的时候,
so when we look at these three kings,
乌西亚王之后就把他的王位交给约坦,
after King Uzziah, he gave it to his son Jotham.
约坦是什么意思呢？
What is the name of Jotam mean?
约坦讲到耶和华是完美的。
Jotam means that our Lord is perfect.
所以圣经特别讲到约坦王的时候，
And when you talk about this king Jotam,
特别讲到他心存敬畏。
You talked about that how he has a heart of reverence and fear.
在神的面前他是行正道。
And in front of God's sight, he does the righteous thing.
所以呢，他一生里面，他让他自己的道路就是在神的面前。
So that's why he walked his whole life in front of the Lord.
所以圣经给他的评语不但是行正事。
And so that's why in the Bible it describes him not only than doing the right thing.
他还行正道。
But he also does it the right way.
所以也是像他的父亲一样，他慢慢慢慢的建立圣殿。
Just like his father, he started restoring the house of God.
修复那些被毁坏的地方。
He restored all the places that are damaged.
我们看到神就祝福这位君王。
And then we see that God greatly blessed this king.
慢慢的使这位君王逐渐强盛起来。
And slowly, slowly build up his kingdom.
那我们发现神也就保守这位君王远离罪孽。
And then we know that God also keeps this king away from sin.
不是罪不在。
Not that the sin no longer is there.
罪一直都在那里。
Sin has always surrounded.
仇敌也一直在那里。
So is the enemy.
很多的灾害也在那里。
So is destruction.
可是我们看到约坦王他行正道。
But we know that when King Jotam walked the right way,
他就保守自己远离这一切的事物。
And now he is kept away from all the bad things.
今天我们感谢神。
So today, thanks to the Lord.
他也赐给我们一位奇妙的救主。
That he has given us this amazing Savior.
就是主耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督是什么意思呢？
Now what is the meaning of Jesus Christ?
特别讲到我们的神是救恩。
It says that God is our salvation.
他是那位再来的王。
That he is a saving grace and he is the future king.
拯救我们的主。
One who will save us.
所以呢，我们的主来到我们这里的时候，
So when our Lord comes in the midst of us,
他像磐石一样，
He is like a rock.
信他的人就立在他的上面，
Whoever believes in him get to build on this rock.
不信他的人就这个磐石就像绊脚石一样被这个磐石给绊倒了。
And the people that don't believe him will be stumbled with this cross.
所以当我们信主之后，主耶稣基督成为我们的磐石。
So after we believe in Jesus Christ, he becomes a rock.
让我们可以坚定地站在他的前面。
So that we could stand firmly on it.
所以弟兄姊妹，当有责备的声音临到我们的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when you hear a voice that teaches,
我们要常常感恩。
That you should have a thankful heart.
因为神不是白白的工作。
Because God is working with you.
神不是白白的差遣一个弟兄姊妹或是一个传道人来到我们的面前。
And God is more than just sending forth a speaker in front of you.
当我们心受责备的时候，
And when we are being teached,
我们就要回转归向神。
Then we should repent.
为着我们有一个对头在那里的时候，
So that when we see where we're going,
神也不是白白的差派一批对头在那里。
So when we have enemies, the enemies are not sent forth in vain.
让仇敌与我们作对。
Just to be our enemy.
神的心意要让我们转回专一爱神。
But God wants us to understand that we have to repent and turn.
好像我们里面不心怀恶意。
So that we won't have any bad thoughts.
当有灾祸临到我们的时候，
So when the destruction comes,
我们要回转到主的面前。
We know that it is now time to repent.
在神的面前做一个谦卑的人。
To come back and be a humble servant.
哎，弟兄姊妹，我不是说这些责备、这些对头、这些灾祸都是神要给我们的。
Now, brothers and sisters, I'm not telling you that God wants to send us the enemies and our destructions.
可是呢，我是说到这些对头、这些仇敌还有灾祸。责备的声音在我们的时候，临到我们的时候。
But I'm telling you that when your enemies and the destructions and the teaching words come to you,
我们就要回头思想，是不是神已经在那里做工在我们的身上。
It is at that time that we have to think carefully if they are coming from the Lord.
如果神做工在我们的身上，我们就不要拒绝。
If that is part of God's work, then you take it willingly.
立即感恩。
And you bring it with a thankful heart.
专一爱主。
and come to our Lord with a single heart.
在神的面前做一个谦卑的人。
So that you could come back and be a humble man.
我相信神会祝福每一位神的儿女。
I believe that God wants to teach each one of us.
我们所信的主绝对没有降灾祸的意念。
That our Lord does not want to bring destructions for no reasons.
如果我们愿意回到他的面前。
If we're willing to repent.
我们再来唱诗歌。
Let's sing the song again.